On Thursday, August 19th, the City Council voted in the Finance Committee to approve a $1.55 million settlement to the family of Edson Thevenin, killed by Sergeant Randall French on April 17th, 2016.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance 75 carries 7-0.
Before the city council meeting, a rally was held outside of City Hall. It was organized by Troy for Black Lives, Reimagine Troy, and the Justice Center of Rensselaer County. Edson Thevenin's mom, Gertha Deepas, started the rally off.
First, I want to thank everybody for being here. It means so much to me for the support of my son, Edson. As the memorandum they wrote, moreover, regardless of the action of Mr. Thevenin, his family is certainly blameless and has suffered. My son's action was not regardless. His action was a reflection of Black Lives Do Not Matter in Troy Police Department. But thank you for saying that we are blameless. But allow me to stand on this truth, and my son is also blameless. And yes, we have suffered, and we continue to suffer, and no amount of money will rid you of the blame or make me stop in the pursuit of justice for my son. And thinking that a meager settlement is a humane, treating my son with the respect he deserved on April 17, 2016 would have been the humane things to do. I held Madden, the police department, not just one, Matthew Montaneno, whatever his name is, he was there. You all are responsible for the death of my son. Because once you cover it up, it takes one to cover it up. And I don't know how high the cover up goes, but you are responsible for my son's death. A meager settlement will not bring my son back. And by the way, the settlement has nothing to do with me as a mother. For me, I will continue to fight till the end and go to trial, even if I end up with nothing. This will not end like that. I understand his widow's decision because she's thinking about her kids. But for me, as a mother, there's no amount of money who could replace the love of a son or the love of a mother or love of a loved one. Troy, it's not the end because it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. The weapon of my warfare is not carnal.
Say his name.
Say his name.
After people rallied outside City Hall, many made their way to the finance meeting and spoke to City Council for almost an hour. They called to abandon the memo that was attached to the settlement resolution. Here is Jessica Ashley from the Justice Center of Rensselaer County.
I appeal to your humanity. I understand that if you never bore a Black man as a son, you can't feel that. There are even people who can't relate to what's happening all through the world, people starving to death, people being killed by Taliban. They just don't relate, they don't connect. Their humanity. There's a void. Please don't let there be a void in you. Edson was murdered without a doubt. And I understand that you might think that you are being supportive of the police, but you're not. Because you see, some of us have family members who are part of the police as well. Some of us know police officers that we love and respect and appreciate. And we know that there are many police officers who are galled at this. Murder is murder is murder. When a man takes the life of another man for no just reason, our laws of the land require that that individual be prosecuted. There were terrible mistakes made in this administration, but it doesn't have to stay that way. First of all, Edson was murdered. It needs to be said by those of you who are in leadership. You must acknowledge this. In order for there to be a healing, there must be truth. There must be ownership. Do you know if a person steps on your foot and doesn't say, excuse me, you see that as an assault, as an intent to hurt you, because they would not acknowledge the fact that they hurt you in the first place. If you can't acknowledge that Edson was murdered, that there was no legal, just reason for that man to die, listen, I've said it in the past. I remember not long after Edson's death, a rodent was killed in Freer Park by some officers.
Yes. Speak truth. Yes. Speak truth. Rensselaer. Speak truth.
And our council members spoke out against those officers. And those officers were terminated for running over a rodent. And here we have a man, a husband, a son, a father, a brother, a man at 36 who could have done great things and received 8 bullets instead. And this council can't say, can't acknowledge that, then you don't see that he was a man in the first place.
Yes.
Do you see him? Can you see him? Can you see this mother's son? Because if you can't see her son, you can't see mine.
Speak truth.
I too bore a black man from my womb, and I have fears. I have fears. John, don't you go out this house with that hoodie on you. John, stop walking down the street with your earplugs in. Don't you know that there might be a cop who has a bad day and might come up on you and hurt you? A cop, not a mugger. No, not one of those. A policeman who is not in fear of being held accountable for illegal behavior. Corrupt and criminal behavior. French was not concerned about killing a man and remained on the police department until he became sick. There's something wrong with that.
Yes.
Why didn't you see it necessary to terminate the man who was proven to be a liar? And later down the road, here you have 2 police officers suing the department, suing the city because of this man's racist conduct. And that same man murdered Edson Thevenin. Can't you find it in yourselves to acknowledge that this man should never have been killed in the first place? Have you ever said to this mother, we are so sorry?
No.
Never.
That's your humanity. I don't care about how much comes out of it, whatever comes out of it financially, though, that's... But if you never do that, then you never validate him as a human being. And if you cannot validate the fact that Edson Thevenin was a son, a husband, a father, a brother, a friend, then you will not be able to do that for any of our sons. And that in itself is frightening.
That was Jessica Ashley from the Justice Center of Rensselaer County speaking at the Troy City Council finance meeting. In the end, none of the city council members apologized or even commented on the contents of the memo. But Corporation Counsel Richard Morrissey took responsibility for it.
So there is no misunderstanding. The council did not write the memo in support. I did. The memorandum represents the position of the administration as to how the settlement arose, as to what it means, and as to why it should be adopted. You know, I disagree with the people who spoke before, but I don't want to get into a debate. I stand by the memo. I believe it is based in the evidence. I would like to say one word, though. I did listen carefully to Mr. Thevenin's mother, and I recognize that, you know, his death is a tragedy for her family and for his children and his wife and for the city of Troy. And no one takes any joy or pleasure in or any type of you know, happiness in what occurred. I don't agree that he was murdered, but his death is a tragedy. Her pain is real, and I am horribly sorry for her loss.
Put it in the memo.